Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brain Stuff, it's Christian Sager here. When you were a kid, did you ever rub a balloon really fast against your hair to make it stick? What about as an adult? Well, after many years of speculation, Case Western Reserve University scientists have pinpointed exactly why this party trick happens. We've known forever that when two objects are rubbed against each other, there's a buildup of an electrical charge called static electricity, or triboelectric charging. If the two objects have opposite charges, positive and negative, they'll stick together. But some objects appear to charge more or stick more closely together than others, like the balloon on your hair. Now, why is that? According to a new study published in the journal Physical Review Materials, the crux of the phenomenon lies in how strained the balloon material is. For the purpose of this study, the scientists stretched a film of polytetrafluoroethylene, let's just call it PTFE for now. That's one of the brand names for Teflon. They took that and they rubbed it against a film of unstrained, unstretched PTFE. And they found that even though the materials were chemically identical, they generated charge transfer in one direction, as if they had two different chemical compositions. The stretched or strained sheet carried the positive charge, while the unstrained sheet carried a negative charge. The more strained the material was, the more likely it was to experience systematic charge transfer. This is because the microstructure of the material was altered when strained, leading to tiny holes and cracks. These imperfections allowed the rubbing-induced friction to facilitate charge transfer, leading to static electricity. In a press release, co-author Dan Lacks explained that they think the void regions in the fibrils, these are tiny cell fibers, they think that those were strained when the polymer had different bonding and thus a charge that was different. The researchers also examined the phenomenon using packing peanuts, which just love to stick to people's arms. In fact, polystyrene peanuts and plastic bags are currently being closely examined to give us a better understanding of static electricity. Ideally, scientists will nail it down so precisely that they will be able to control it, helping to prevent triboelectric explosions, such as explosions of coal dust in mines, and develop more effective products. For example, pesticides that will stick better to plants or paints that will stick better to cars. It may not seem that dangerous, but in fact, static electricity can ignite fuel vapors at the gas pump, causing fire. To avoid such a catastrophe, try not to get back in the car after you start the fueling process, because sliding across the seat generates static electricity. If you must re-enter your vehicle, be sure to ground yourself first when you get back out by touching the metal part of your car door. Today's episode was written by Alia Hoyt, produced by Tristan McNeil, and for more on this and other topics, please visit us at howstuffworks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.